This episode is sponsored by Maria Italian Plans. Maria Italian Plans offer amplified Hobonichi and vertical kits, as well as unique characters and deco stickers that will suit any planner needs. Check out MariaItalianPlans.com for more information about her 2022 Advent calendar and her new Christmas sticker book, which are available right now. Make sure you use code PAW20 for 20% off your purchase until the end of 2022. The Advent Box is excluded from this code. Happy shopping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back, guys.
Yay, welcome back to another week. And Wakanda Forever.
And also, this is my favorite episode of the month. This is our live episode that we do with our amazing Patreon crew. We have our patrons in the building who will be chatting live as we go through this episode. We'll be reading out loud some of their responses. And this is a great time to join the Patreon. And we will give you more details about that later on. But thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Yes, and I completely forgot because we do chat before we start the show. So we it do. Was like y'all was already here. My bad, y'all. So shout out to y'all. We do have a good time.
Thank
to
you.
The point that it's like they're supposed to be in a room. Like mm-hmm. there's, you know, but
yep.
yeah.
Yep, exactly. But exactly. But as Myra already mentioned, you know, Wakanda Forever, we both have seen the new Black Panther Wakanda Forever 2 movie. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about our reactions. We're not going to say any spoilers whatsoever. So you do not need to turn this off. You do not need to skip this. We're not going to spoil the movie in any capacity. Yeah. We're just going to talk about our reactions and our feelings about the movie. That's it. Okay. And if you've seen it, guys, please don't spoil it in the comments. Let's keep it spoiler free for the people.
Cause yeah,
it's such a special movie. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
I know it's very special. Something we waited on. It means a lot to our community. Even if you aren't into like the superhero stuff, it just means a lot to the Black community, just period. But yeah, no spoilers. And I mean, I guess our plan was to like, quote unquote, spoil it, but we got the Patreons in the room. It literally has been out for a day mm-hmm. and a half. You want to count Thursday, so mm-hmm. we ain't gonna do y'all like that. But
maybe the next yeah. episode in December. We might.
Then y'all like, had 2 weeks.
Then y'all have a couple weeks.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing for you at that point. Just skip that episode.
Right, exactly. But oh my gosh, like let's first talk about before we saw it. My anticipation all day yesterday was absolutely through the roof. Like, I was so scared I was going to get on social media, like TikTok or something, and it was going to be spoiled for me. I was nervous. I was excited. I didn't know what to expect. And I had high expectations, and I was really hoping that this was going to be an amazing movie because I knew so many people were going to be disappointed and saying crazy stuff if it wasn't, you know, a great movie or whatever. But it exceeded every one of my expectations, and it's definitely one of my all-time favorite Marvel movies, if not my favorite Marvel movie ever. I absolutely loved it from beginning to end. It was emotional, it was action-packed, it was full of Black girl magic, Black and brown people magic. It was just, I mean, from beginning to end, I didn't want it to end. It's a 2.5 hour movie. I did not want it to end. I could have stayed there for another 30 minutes to an hour. Truly, I could have. What are your thoughts initially, Myra?
Totally agree. I feel like they definitely did Chadwick justice. This isn't really, is this a spoiler? Like the beginning, you know how the Marvel thing comes in the beginning of every movie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. instead of, if y'all are familiar with Marvels, instead of when a Marvel movie comes in, you get clips of like every single superhero. So you see Iron Man, you see the Hulk, you see all of that. But for this one, it was just all clips of Chadwick, and immediately cried.
Immediately.
Movie ain't even started yet. Mm-hmm. Boo-hoo cried. And it was silent. It was silent. Usually get like the, you know, boom, pow, you know, sound effects. Yeah. But it was silent. And the whole theater was silent. And I was just like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like right there was just justice enough. But throughout the movie, they really did everything just chef's kiss perfect to just honor. Like, you come into it knowing, like, you're going to have this mourning moment of Chadwick, but, mm-hmm. like, it was just perfection.
It was perfection. Perfection. And shout out to Danny. He said he will abuse his power as a mod and kick you out if you ruin it for him.
Yeah, I approve that message.
I do,
that's
too.
That's fine.
I do, too. Oh, my gosh. Laura said, I know I will cry hard. I knew Chadwick at an earlier point in his journey. You talk about somebody who lived for his craft. He was the poster yep. child. That's mm-hmm. the thing. And I, you know, obviously, there was a lot, like, after Chadwick passed away, there was a lot of talk about, should they recast T'Challa? Should they not? Mm-hmm. And all this stuff. And when they made the decision not to recast his character of T'Challa, there was a lot of people who didn't like that, who didn't agree with that, who felt it should be recast. And I mean, I get those feelings, but honestly, like, this was really, truly, to me at least, this was bigger than a Marvel movie. This was bigger than just the character of Black Panther. Like, Chadwick Boseman was just such a important person to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was so important to us. And like, seeing him as Black Panther and seeing him in the first Black Panther film and seeing Wakanda for the first time, like, it just meant so much to me, like, more than I even expected it to. And like, this is why representation matters, because everybody deserves to be able to see themselves. Like, we don't always, like, as Black and brown people, we always are forced to see ourselves in movies and stuff into some type of struggle, you know, torture porn, unfortunate circumstance, you know what I'm saying, slavery movies and things like that. So to be able to see ourselves in such a position of power and have it be a big, huge budget film. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars are spent on these Marvel films. Like, mm-hmm. that just meant so much to me. And I know it meant so much to just us as a Black community. You couldn't just replace him. You couldn't just replace that. It was just, you just couldn't do it. And I hope that whoever felt that way initially, once they see this movie, I hope they feel differently. I hope all that's put to rest. I hope they feel differently. I hope they realize that Chadwick Boseman, the human being, truly deserved to be able to have, you know, his chapter as Black Panther end in this way and not just simply be recast. That just would have been just so, to me, it would have just been so distasteful and just so unfair mm-hmm. to him as a human. And at the end of the day, these are actors, these are famous people, these are rich people, but they're people at the same time. And he meant a lot. And the way he died was just so sad and so unfortunate. Like, I don't know, that was definitely one of the celebrity deaths that impacted me the most. And it just would have been, I would have felt cheated if I would have had to watch somebody else be him in this film.
Yeah, you know? And I think a lot of people think right about, for sure, yeah, I think a lot of people don't see it as, like, you know, the rest of the cast, like, this was their friend, their coworker. This is somebody mm-hmm. that they work with. And it's not like we have 47 Black Panther films with him in it. Like, we had one. And, of course, he appeared in other Marvel movies. But I think I said this before, like, even, like, spoiler alert if you didn't watch Endgame, I guess. But with Cap growing old and mm-hmm. Stark dying, like, that was hard, but we got to see Captain Stark in so many movies. And right. you know, Robert Downing and
Chris Evans.
I was gonna say Steve Rogers, girl.
Oh, yeah, like that.
That's Cap's real name. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah. Chris Evans is still here, so we still get to enjoy their work too. But like, with this, and like you said, to be honest, like, this is our first, like, Black superhero film. Yeah. Like, it meant more than the first Captain America, the first Iron Man, you know, like, you know what I mean? So I just, like you said, I hope when people see this who were like, oh, we should just recast them, like, understands and get the magnitude. I think people are seeing it like, oh, it's just a job. But, like, this, it means a lot. And then the people that he worked with, it meant a lot to them. You can, you know, tell, like, even with the promo, even with the acting, like, it just, it truly meant a lot. And on the flip side, if he was recasted, whoever it was would never be good enough.
I was just about to say, Danny said in the chat, who would want that responsibility? Could you imagine you have to replace and do better than the Black Panther?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It would never be good enough.
It would never be good enough.
From the same people talking about recast, y'all would still find something wrong.
They would.
Because it would never be good enough. And that's not fair to that actor.
Nope.
So I think what they, the way they went about it was fair. It was right. It was perfect. It was justified. And I'm looking forward to how we, you know, move forward with the Black Panther franchise now. But
I am too.
It's so good.
I am too. And on a less emotional note, like, visually, the movie is stunning. It's
beautiful.
It looks so beautiful. It sounds so beautiful. Like, it is just, I mean, I think I was just sitting there in awe the whole time. And I believe you said earlier, but Christy also said in the chat, like, it was silence at the beginning of the movie. And at least in my theater, it was silence at the end. And it was packed.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it was truly like an emotional roller coaster. Like, this isn't really a spoiler, but basically we saw a lot of the movie through his sister Shuri's eyes. And like all the emotions that she was going through with losing her brother and stuff, it literally felt like we were going through all that with her. The highs, the lows, the anger, like all of that. It felt like we were
she went through all the stages of grief for sure.
Exactly. I think it was brilliant. I think it was perfect. I absolutely loved it. Like I said, it is, if not my all-time favorite Marvel movie, is definitely one of my all-time favorites. Like, I felt like I did the whole time. Like, y'all remember how you felt at the end of Infinity War when the snap happened? And if you know, we just saw Thanos at the end and then just went off, and then at the beginning of Endgame, it was just somber, but it felt super sad, but not like so sad that you didn't want to have to deal with it. It just felt like another part of like the grieving process. And I hope his family is so happy and is so proud of how they did this, because I can't think of a better way for them to honor him, but also, you know, helping the series move on and move on to its next phase as well. I just think it was, they just walked that line perfectly. And it was,
it was a hard thing to do. Like, this is a very hard task to not like move on, and but also give Chadwick his flowers. And I, you know, like you said, they walked that line very perfectly, which I think is a very, very hard to do. It's so easily to, you know, mess it up, you know?
Yeah.
So, and they didn't, so.
Yep, exactly. It was so good. I want to see it again. Like, I'm literally so excited for it to be on streaming and stuff. And, like, real quick, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, but the Black girl magic in not only this film, but just in Wakanda as a whole, it just feels so good. It feels so good. Like, I just never felt like this before. I've never felt like this before. And I just feel like the way they did it just opened this series up to just be so, have so much, not only like Black empowerment, but like female empowerment, Black women empowerment as well. There is a scene where there are three Black women and they are like the key to all the action and everything that's going on in the scene. And my God, I was at the edge of my seat. I was at the edge of my seat. I was so excited. I was having so much fun. It was so good. Like, I'm sure whoever was sitting next to me was so annoyed, because I was like, damn, oh my God. I was one of those a little bit, just a little bit, because I was having so much fun. It was great.
The action was great. I think they added a little bit of comedy in there. That was great.
They did.
Riri was great.
Yes.
I don't think that's a spoiler. That's been known that she would be in this film. Yep. Absolutely amazing. And also, there was some queer representation in this movie as well, which is huge because, one, we don't get queer representation. Two, we definitely do not get Black queer representation. So that was, I was here for that.
Yes.
And I like the way Disney is, or Marvel Studios is doing it, because there was like queer representation in the Internals.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But they make it to where it's not like, hey, gay. It's like, okay, just like it would be a straight couple. It's, it's a gay couple here. And I love that. Exactly. I love that.
Exactly. I totally agree. Totally agree. And also, a hot take. I didn't realize that Ryan Coogler was as fine as he is. Obviously, he wasn't in the movie. He's a director and the writer. Yeah. But I see him on TikTok and stuff. Ryan Coogler is fine as hell.
He kind of short, though.
I don't care. He's fine. He is cute. He's fine.
And I'm still mad at that bank trying to play my mans like that and call the police on him. I'm still mad.
That did happen a couple years ago. Yikes.
That did happen.
Get it together.
I'm not over it.
No.
But yes, he did an amazing job. Thank you.
Yes.
For everything that you did with this movie, all the actors. I love the Aztec kind of history blended into this too.
The brown representation as well. So in good. This movie. So good. So good. It was everything. Like, I mean, y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all, I can't wait till we can talk more about it. Okay. 2 weeks. Y'all got 2 weeks.
I got 2 weeks.
I'm ready.
So good.
Yes.
Go see it.
It was amazing. Go see it. If for whatever reason you got bad taste and you don't enjoy it, we don't need to know. Because that's the only
I don't know what it is with people who like wants to rain on other folks' parade. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for you, it wasn't for you. Everything ain't gonna be for you. But let's not like be a jerk about it and slide in people DMs.
Right. When you know that they love it and they stand and you know, it just is what it is. Like I'm honestly just not here for the super smart you know, film deep dives about it. It's fine. I love it. I loved it for what it was and I don't care.
It
was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they tied it in with the rest of the universe perfectly too.
I think so as well. Yep. So excited. Excuse me, chills. I can't wait to see it again. Let's see. So guys, let's get into some Black Friday sales, because we do got some information on how some shops are doing their sales, what their discounts will be, things like that. But what I want to say first before we get into it, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of these Black Friday sales starting so early. Like, obviously, no shade. People got to run their business however they want to run their business. That's on them. Not saying I'm not going to shop them. I already have shopped one of them. But 2 weeks before Black Friday is just insanely early. And I don't want this, because, you know, there was a thing like before COVID and everything, it seemed like a lot of these big box stores like Target, Walmart, Best Buy, all of them have started moving their Black Friday sales up earlier and earlier and earlier into Thanksgiving and into the Wednesday before. And, you know, I think there kind of was like a lot of backlash from that as well, because a lot of people were like, okay, your employees aren't able to spend time with their family. This is putting pressure on us shopping, because instead of just being able to do that on Friday, now we're having to do it on Thursday. So it seems like a lot of big box stores have kind of pulled back from that, which I think is great. But yeah, somehow a lot of planner community shops got this bug that, hey, let me start my sale 1 week before Black Friday, 2 weeks before Black Friday. And I don't know, it kind of, for me, is kind of taking the fun out of Black Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's exciting to me to wait until like Thursday night or Friday to do a lot of shopping. Like having like a couple weeks to do it just makes it not as fun for me.
I would say for me, there wasn't enough. Like, Black Friday is Black Friday every year, right? So we can prepare for it and know kind of what we're getting into. But I feel like we got maybe 1 or 2 days and folks were like, we're having our Black Fridays. And we're like,
yeah.
Whoa, like there's no way for us to prepare for it. Like, you know, so I think that was my issue, was kind of overwhelming because there was no like real warning or too much anticipation other than like 2 days before. And it's like, okay, I gotta hurry up and scramble. With rather when it's Black Friday, everybody knows there's going to be some sales the day after Thanksgiving. It's just like Christmas. That comes around every year so we can better prepare for it and know that shops are going to do that. I don't know if shops are trying to get ahead so they can get the stuff out.
I was about to say, that's what Rizzo said in the chat, which, I mean, that makes sense to me, but I don't necessarily think that's the whole reason behind it. It might be some people's reason. It might have some part to do with some people's reasoning, but I don't know. I just honestly, I don't think that that's the 100% reason behind most of this.
People were trying to get ahead of the Black Friday rush so you can spend with them.
I think that that's more so what it is to me.
But everybody has the same idea.
Yeah, I get that too. Just because I get it don't mean I like it. I can understand it without liking it. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, totally. Whatever the reasoning is, I'm not a shop owner, so it's going to be over my head. But as a consumer, I don't love it that much. Because like I said, it kind of has taken a little bit of the fun out of Black Friday for me. Like, I love the rush. I love having to, you know, be online at a certain time if I want to get this, you know, doorbuster or daily deal or whatever. Like, that type of stuff is fun to me. Just like with, like, the, you know, Aldi Advent boxes. The hysteria is the funnest part of that for me. And it's the same thing with Black Friday, especially when it comes to sticker shops, because we're not physically out at stores. We're just online. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, not to mention, like, I'm off for the most part, or I'll be, because I work at bank now. I don't have Black Friday off, but I'll be working from home.
Yeah.
So I have the ability to stay up at those midnight things. Like, I mean, it lucked up that it was on Veterans Day and I did have that off. So I was technically off, but for most people, y'all don't get Veterans Day off. Like,
right.
And these are the people who are shopping at these shops. Like, we're 9 to 5 people.
Yep.
So like, if y'all going to do it early, like,
more notice,
can it be more notice? Like, can we even get like a week or two build up so we can prepare? Or
I agree. Yeah. Danny said pretty soon it's gonna be Black November, and November 1st the sale starts. right. Yeah. Heather kind of said what you said. She said she doesn't mind the 11/11 Color Friday sale. She just wish she had more foreknowledge. Then I don't have to stress about it for the Thanksgiving weekend. I get that. I know some type of stress I don't like. This type of stress, shopping stress, I don't mind that type of stress. That's like, you know, that's low maintenance stress. It's not actual life stress to me, at least. Yeah. So
I think I'm in the same boat with Heather. I really don't mind what day is on. Mm-hmm. I just need more than 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
right.
This is a planner community. You know, we need notice.
We need notice. We need to plan, period. Laura said there have been a couple shops who always did that, and I think some other shops caught on. Bess always did that with her Lights Planner Action Gold Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bess did it. Simply Gilded usually does it before Black Friday, too. But yeah, it just seemed like everybody was like, okay, let me hop on this. But now it's not super special if y'all all doing it.
I agree. Danielle says she was shocked by how many sales were this weekend, and she has been too overwhelmed to start. I feel that as well. Jamelia said it's perfect because you can have gifts wrapped under the tree. Girl, but that's assuming that we buying stuff for other people. This is all for me.
Not when it comes to the planner stuff.
Yeah, exactly. This is all for me.
Maybe for my planner friends, but usually, like, most of my planner people, it's hard to shop for them because they get whatever they want, like, when they want it. So, you know.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
most of the stuff is for me.
Agreed. Heaven also says she thinks that KAD was to make sure she can deliver by Christmas, or she said that's a major reason. I get that. Like I said, I get it. That totally makes sense. I definitely want to have my stuff by Christmas. But I still, it's just not my fave. Rizzo says she wouldn't mind if the planner community collectively decided this is the day, kind of like those big collective sales, like PPC. The day is Black Friday, though, girl. Like, the day is given to us, but I get what you're saying. I get what
she's in too, but yeah, the day is Black Friday. But I don't know, I think it's more so it's a mixture of both. They want to get it to you before Christmas, on top of we're trying to beat the Black Friday rush. But y'all all beat the Black Friday rush, so it's
nobody's beating the Black Friday rush.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, exactly, Jamelia. Chaotic good. I love some chaotic good. Agreed. But yeah, like I said, it's not like a big deal or anything, and I totally understand it. And I'm glad that just for, you know, for every one shop that's doing this early, it's five that's not, and that yeah. are waiting to the week of Thanksgiving. So it's definitely not like a big issue. Now, if we come around next year and it's even more shops doing it a week, 2 weeks early, but yeah, one or two shops doing it is fine. A couple shops doing it is no big deal. But yeah, as long as everybody doesn't hop on board, it definitely just will take the, it kind of loses the point if everybody does it, you know?
It might have the reverse effect mm-hmm. for the people who wait until Black Friday. They might luck up and get a little yeah. bit more business because
yeah.
Everybody was overwhelmed.
I think
if folks are going to do this, like we know, like Likes Pinner Action does it. I know Simply Gilded. I'm sure Shops that does it early. But if y'all are going to try to do it early to beat the rush, like just a little bit more. Even a week for yeah. me is good enough notice. But 2 days was just like hold up. Mm-hmm. And if you missed it and didn't see it those 2 days before, like yeah. you're like, what's going on? But yeah.
And a lot of people say, like, so I appreciate the sales that at least are maybe starting now, but they don't end until like after Black Friday. Some sales are starting now and ending even before Black Friday. So they're not going to mm-hmm. even have any like technically Black Friday sales. And it's just like, okay, I guess mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Don't take my fun out of Black Friday, guys. You know, we're married moms. We don't have a lot of opportunities for excitement. Okay. And so taking Black Friday from me is taking one of the few opportunities for excitement and chaos that I have in my life. It's not good. It's not good, people. It's not good for my mental.
So quick question for you mm-hmm. and I guess everybody in the chat too. Like with these sales, are y'all buying like Christmas specific things, or are y'all getting stuff for the new year? Like what are y'all typically buying during these sales?
For me it's just kind of shop dependent. Like the only place I've shopped so far is Chrissy Ann Designs. I didn't get anything Christmassy. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just been some stuff that I had my eye on for a while. But I haven't shopped anywhere else so far. So I don't know. I guess like it's like with Planner Kate, whenever her sale starts, it just depends. I already have a lot of her Christmas stuff. If there's more Christmas stuff, I might just get it to use it next year or something like that. So I wouldn't get anything right now that I plan on using next month because I already have a ton of stuff for next month and I just don't see most of it even coming in time to be able to use for next month. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, are people buying Christmas stuff? Because I feel like with a lot of the releases, I've seen a lot of Christmassy things. Mm-hmm. But typically with Black Friday, I'm usually buying things for the following year, not like right. the holidays. But right. unless it's like Simply Gilded, because I know I'm yeah. going to get it probably way before December.
Yep.
Since it came, the sale was yesterday. So right. I'll definitely get it before December. But yeah, I guess like you said, it just depends.
Yep.
But yeah.
So yeah, we can go ahead and get into a few of the details that we have so far. And if I miss any shops and y'all know some Black Friday deals that they have, definitely let us know in the chat and we will go ahead and mention those as well. So EC, they are starting their Black Friday sale only for insiders on 11/14 to 11/17. So that is next Monday until I think the day that this episode comes out, which is on the 17th. Sorry. Yeah. But you still can shop. You can still shop today.
Still shop, yeah.
yeah. And that'll be 30% off everything, 60% off select items, a gift with purchase over $35. And then they'll also have lightning deals every day. Their early access Black Friday starts on the 21st, goes to the 24th, and then their general access Black Friday starts on the 25th to the 27th, and then they're doing Cyber Monday as well. All of that is 30%, but they also have, like I said, lightning deals every single day as well. So definitely a great time to purchase a 2023 life planner from EC. If you have a 20% off code, you might even be able to stack that with this sale. Are you 100% certain on that, or like 99% certain on that?
I'm going to say 99 because yeah, watch they flip it on me.
I know, right? So yeah, we're like 99% sure you can stack your 20% coupon. But if you can't, it's fine. We'll probably be trying to shop too. And yeah.
I definitely will. I'm thinking a monthly. Mm-hmm. EC next year, please do the A5 monthly, please.
Girl, I want an A5 monthly from EC so bad.
So bad.
It's like not even funny.
And I'm thinking about buying another, well, not another. This would be the first one I bought because the one before they sent me, the Vertical Compact. Because I did like it when I was using it. And I feel like I can't be a daily duo girl for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Although she got me in a chokehold.
She does have you in a chokehold. Yeah.
So I might get that. I just wasn't feeling the florals. Florals was a bit too much because I wanted to like sticker it up. So maybe I get a neutral or whatever.
Harmony, yeah, I think that's a good idea. Neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it.
But that's the plan.
Also, Simply Gilded, their Black Friday sale started on Friday, November the 11th. It is 30% off site-wide, and it's 50% off stickers. You do not need a discount code.
You cannot stack coupons with them.
You cannot stack coupons with Simply Gilded.
Found out the hard way.
Good to know. I'm not sure. I want to say... I'm trying to find, because I didn't get the image to where, like, when it ends, but let me see. I'm not sure Black Friday
I'm pretty
ends.
Sure it's...
Oh, yeah, it's 11-11 to 11-13, this Gold Friday sale. So by the time y'all hear this, the sale is going to be over. And honestly, I have no idea if she's doing, like, an additional actual Black Friday sale or if this is it. It sounds like this might be it. So, yeah. Oh, shout out to the Patreon. Y'all know.
Yeah, I got some time.
This is not helpful at all to anybody listening to this. Sorry.
I hope y'all got it. I did. I finally caved and bought some things that I have been skipping for the past, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 months I haven't bought from them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I caved. I couldn't pass it up. That price was too good.
No, absolutely not. Also, the Christy Ann Designs Pink Friday sale started on Friday, November the 11th as well at 10 a.m. You can earn $5 for every $20 spent with no limit. There is also 20% off stickers. You just got to use the code PINKFRIDAY22. All the $2 Tuesdays are back and they are $2. When I did my order, I do not think that 20% off went also towards that $2 Tuesday deal. Okay. It just applied to everything else in my cart. They do have exclusive samplers for Everyday and Doorbusters. And I'm not sure how long this is lasting. Danny, if you're still in the chat, can you let us know how long Christy Ann Design Sale lasts? If it lasts now to a certain date or if it's going to last through Black Friday, please check in and let us know. But yes, I did do some shopping because... our stickers are back. So
I was going to ask that.
Yes. If you want our stickers, if you either didn't get a chance to buy them when they were released in October, or if you want more, you want to stock up, they will be available on the Christy Ann Designs website until the end of the year. And now you can get them 20% off. So this is a great time to shop. So excited. Yeah. I definitely bought more of our stickers. And Danny's going to check on the dates. So perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I am going to stock up on some more of our stickers as well, just to have them.
Yes. You know? Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And guys, like I said, y'all have been doing a great job letting us know when you buy them, when you get them in. If you buy our stickers, make sure you tag us and put it on your stories when you get them in. We would love to see. And we appreciate your support so much. The stickers are just so cute. I mean, shout out to Kristen. I'm just obsessed. I'm obsessed and I'm so glad they are back until, like I said, the end of the year. So, yeah. Okay. So Danny just confirmed that KD's Pink Friday sale runs through Monday the 14th at midnight, which, like I said, if you're listening to this, this is not helpful for you. Sorry. Yeah.
But there you go, Patreon people who come for the news. This is another reason why you should join.
Yes, yes, exactly. Lights, Flare, Action, Gold Friday, save up to 40% all weekend, up to four free dashboards with every physical purchase. Save 20% on printed with code GOLDEN, save 40% on printables with code GIRLS. Oh, Golden Girls, yes. She said all weekend, so I'm assuming this is just this weekend, and it started on the November 11th. So once again, I mean, are y'all understanding my, like, this is why I'm kind of frustrated. Like, not only are the sales starting so early, but they're ending before even the week of Thanksgiving. Like,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But I am going to be getting some from Life's Planner Ashen. Because includes, well, like you said, it doesn't matter to people listening in the future. Mm-hmm. But it does include the blackout stuff.
Yeah.
I think she posted the blackout stuff again. Yep, awesome. It is here. Which I love. If y'all haven't had any blackout stuff from her, get it.
Yes.
Buy it.
Yes.
Immediately.
Awesome. Also, let's see, the MartinezStickerCompany.com, they are having a 30% off their shop. I'm assuming she did not give me the dates, but I'm assuming this is actually on Black Friday or Black Friday weekend. Definitely check out amay.plans to get more details about her shop. And shout out to her. We love small sticker shops who actually do their sales on Black Friday. So shout out. I mean, I love all y'all, but I'm just saying, this is, I'm triggered by this. Right. Let's see. Also, another shop I wanted to mention is Karina Loves Shop, KarinaLovesThePlan.com. She has new releases coming out. She just had new releases coming out yesterday, Friday, November 11th. It will be 15% off until Monday with code November 15. Then she is having an additional Black Friday sale on actual Black Friday, 25% off all custom names and words starting on November the 25th. So definitely check out Shop Karina Loves to Plan. .com.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. Okay. Notique is having a sale. I'm assuming it must have started now, but I don't see the dates on here.
Yeah, it started now. I just was looking at them.
Okay. If you can find like this when it ends, let us know because it might be.
It is Monday.
Okay. 20% off. Save additional 10% on current markdowns on your orders of 100 or more. Use code add 10 more to save total 20%. You can also save 25%, save an additional 15% on current markdowns of your order of 250 or more. Use code save 15 more to save a total of 25%. And then 30% savings, save additional 20% on markdowns of your order of 500 or more. Use code black. BLK 20 more to save a total of 30%. Man, patrons are getting all the deals right now because y'all, we don't make the rules. We don't make the rules. last one that I know of, one of my new favorite sticker shops from More Plans, she is going to have a new release and Black Friday sale, 30% off the entire shop, no codes needed. She will also have her January and February kits, icons, scripts, and freebies available between 11/25 and 11/28. Shout out for it being during actual Black Friday. Y'all get it? Like, it's the fact that we're talking about these sales and a lot of them are going to be over by the time people hear this. This is the reason. Yeah. And a lot of them, like, we didn't even know. Like, this time, like, last week when we recorded it, we didn't even know about a lot of these sales to even talk about them on the previous episode. Because, so that's the problem.
It wasn't told until, like, Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. So yeah, it just wasn't enough notice.
No.
We want to shout y'all out on the show. Mm-hmm. We want to buy stuff.
We do. So,
yeah.
We truly do.
I think Villa Beautiful is doing a Cyber Monday. She usually does Cyber Monday.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I can't tell you the sale because my phone isn't working, but I'm pretty sure I sent an email from them. But
I'm sure a lot of the shops that we, that we shop frequently, like Cloth and Paper, Planner Cake, Plum Paper, Orange Umbrella, one of my new favorite shops, all, Mama Gloria, they're all going to have Black Friday sales as well. We just don't know about them. They haven't announced them. And I'm assuming they're going to be over the actual Black Friday weekend / Thanksgiving week. So, if we see any of those, we'll definitely repost them on our IG stories so that you all can get all that information. Lots of great sales.
For sure. Villa Beautiful hasn't released any details, but it is going to be Cyber Monday, which is the 28th of November. So y'all have some time. And I appreciate her giving a heads up of when it's going to be.
Yeah,
because it has been weeks. Yes. but yeah, I'm here with Danielle as well. I do love when the shop doesn't require a code.
Yes, so,
you know, that's so another easy level of thing you don't have to worry about.
Try to track it's down. Yep. Yeah, Colette said you got to be a mathematician to figure it out.
And that is why. Yep. Like with Simply Gilded, like the yep stickers are 50% off, and everything else is 30%, and it's like.
Like, so wait, what am I paying for?
Yeah, like, so yeah. I appreciate Simply Gilded being like, there's no code required.
Yes.
So now all I have to do is add it to cart, and then I can see what I'm getting off 1,000%. When I look at my cart.
1,000%, yes. Because, y'all, is there nothing worse than putting everything in your cart, like, going through the process, checking out, thinking that it was automatically applied, and then finding out, actually, I missed the code. I'm an idiot. It wasn't automatically applied. And you just pay full price for some stuff that's actually on sale. Then you contact the customer service. It's just a whole hot mess. So, yeah, shout out to, yeah, if it's already applied, that definitely just makes life a lot easier. Yeah, for
I'm sure.
Sure
it makes it easier for the shops, too, because they don't have to worry about them emails. Like, I forgot the code.
Yep. Yep,
yeah,
exactly. Colette said that Coffin Paper did a teaser about the Black Friday weekend sales, no details of exact discounts. Do y'all remember? I think it was Black Friday of maybe like 2019 or 2020, you know, back when Coffin Paper, when they were doing their Olive Clip collapse. You know, y'all know that whole crazy history. But when I think one of their when they first started, it might have been maybe their first or second Olive Clip collab, and they released them on Black Friday, and it was so exciting. You could only get one per order. Like, it was just a vibe. It was what a time to be alive, because it was just fun. You know what I'm saying? I tried to order two. They was like, nah.
Yeah, they was on it too.
They was on it. But yeah, guys, so let us know what y'all will be shopping either now or over Black Friday weekend. And we are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys. So we are back. So we have talked about so many Black Friday deals. And obviously, there are a ton of shops that we love that are just, you know, we don't know the details of their Black Friday sales yet. So we're assuming that they're going to come out on the actual week of like Thanksgiving and stuff. But I kind of want to talk through like, where does everybody plan to shop? Patrons, chime in the chat. Where do y'all plan to shop for Black Friday? Myra, you want to start us off?
I think I said it already. Only shop I plan to is EC.
Okay.
Maybe Villa Beautiful. I really dig their Halloween release, so I'm hoping that some of those pins are still there once the sale goes on. And she has some like glow in the dark pins and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do that, but that's it.
Really?
For now. That's it for now. I think I'm pretty good on like my lineup, so I don't need any more planners.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use up like my single sheet stickers, so I'm not trying to buy like too many stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't really have too many plans right now.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's probably very healthy.
Yeah.
For your bank account.
Probably is.
I know for sure I'm definitely going to be shopping with Plum Paper. They usually do like a 30% off sale. I really want to get a monthly planner for work and possibly a monthly planner for budgeting purposes. This year for budgeting, I use like a cloth and paper A5 that I set up, and it worked.
Cloth and paper.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Yes, it worked very well. There we go. It worked really well for me for budgeting and stuff, but I don't love how Cloth and Paper changed their calendars. So now their calendars have like a section on the bottom of each page for like notes and stuff like that. And it just made the calendar boxes like too small. And they were already kind of small for an A5. So now that they're even smaller, I just don't think it's going to work for me and my budgeting purposes anymore. And I'm sad because I really did love this setup. But so, yeah, I think I'm going to get a couple of Plum paper planners. And also, I'll just go ahead and mention now, did y'all realize that Plum paper was offering gold coils now? They didn't even announce it.
Christina, we got to talk. Because they be sneaking in stuff.
They like, I didn't see announcement about this. Maybe I missed it because I don't know if they posting their stories a lot, but I never see like IG stories from them or whatever. But I was literally just like perusing on the Plum Paper website the other day, setting up a couple of monthlies, like I just mentioned, just so I could see. And I'm so happy. I already got them set up. They're already saved on my profile. So when the sale starts, all I need to do is put them in my cart and check out. I'm so excited. But yeah, I saw there was an option for a gold coil. And I was like, what? So... yeah, that's exciting.
That's exciting. I can't wait to see what it looks like. Me I'm waiting for you to get it. You're gonna be guinea pig first.
Yes, I am. I am gonna get it. I will, and I will send you pics. So yeah, Plum paper for sure. Definitely shopping more plans. Like I said, that's one of my new favorite shops for like sticker kits and stuff. Definitely shopping Orange Umbrella. Definitely stop shopping Mama Gloria. All these shops have just the cutest kids. Yes, Planner Kate. I have to shop Planner Kate. So I'm gonna be really stocking up on kits and stuff for next year. And I've already shopped KAD. So I might look and see what EC has, but I know as far as planners go, I'm pretty set except for those Plum papers. So yeah, that's what
I'm so mad. You should have let me go last. Cause now I had two and now you listing off stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, them. Now I'm up to like five or six.
I knew that was gonna happen. It's fine. It's fine though. It's fine. Danny said Planner Kate for selfish reasons. Obviously, like this is gonna be such a good time to like stock up on so much cute stuff that Planner Kate has put out this year. And I love that on her website, if you go on the actual website, like on the computer, they're like very well organized. Like you would never know this from, you know, browsing on your phone, but if you get on Planner Kate on an actual computer, they're organized by 2021 kits, 2022 kits, all of that. So yes, you gotta shop Planner Kate.
Definitely shop Planner Kate on a desktop for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rizzo says she is curious about Archer and Olive. Think a lot of people are going to be disappointed when it's not the same as last year. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't think I've heard anything about Archer and Olive's Black Friday sale. So here's my thing, especially about Archer and Olive or companies that make. I mean, come on, like the quality of her notebooks, she's only going to discount those so much. I have zero expectation for Archer and Olive to do like a 50% discount or anything like that. I just don't even think it's feasible, hell, to even do 30% because those notebooks are just so amazingly made and put together. I just don't have any expectation of those to be deeply discounted. So, yeah. They're so pretty. Mm-hmm. She has lots of new designs too. And I'm very excited about our advent boxes. So I cannot wait to open those.
Did you keep the new release though?
The notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get one of the notebooks in the advent box? It's not one of those.
It wasn't one of those. The one that comes with the advent box is different from the new release. The advent box has like candy or something on it.
How cute.
But they have one with pajamas.
I saw that one. That color was so pretty.
So pretty. That so cool. I so love pretty. It, but I don't have no use for it, so I couldn't. Mm-hmm. But if the sale is good.
Yep.
I don't know either.
Danny said, is anyone shopping Black Friday for other people? Possibly for like Mason, like toys and stuff or clothes. I'm not a big Black Friday gift getter, but if I could see myself, if I see like some really good deals for some of the things I was planning on getting her, then I would absolutely just go ahead and get them on Black Friday. So
yeah, and to be honest, like right now, at least for me, I don't know if it's different for a little girl, but Ashley's stuff is fairly cheap.
It's not that
So I think I'm gonna probably finish up his Christmas stuff throughout this week. I just need to come up with a game plan of what exactly I'm getting, because we got way too many toys, so I'm trying not to do all that.
That's the hard part for us as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least now Mason is at a point where she does get excited a little bit about clothes. She loves just having anything new. So we will be able to get away with giving her some clothes. But obviously, like, we can't just get her exclusively clothes. Or we're going to get cussed out on Christmas morning. Yeah. So.
We definitely would. I don't know. Have y'all gotten like the Amazon toy books or a Walmart?
Yes, and she's going through like Circle and stuff. It's so cute. Same. It's giving me mad like nostalgia because when I was a kid, I would go through that big ass JCPenney book with all them toys in it, and I would just I would circle everything.
Circle everything.
I would circle this, everything.
This child started circling stuff for us. He said, "You can get this. You can get this for daddy." What?
I love it.
Do for you.
I love you only. It.
But yeah, they circled the whole entire book.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Rizzo said that last year Archer and Olive had like a 40% off discount. That's kind of amazing. That's way more than I would expect.
So. I found a reason for that pajama notebook for 40% off.
Girl, y'all, the amount of notebooks I have from Archer and Olive ridiculous. At this point it is really so is. Crazy. Like, I have purchased a lot. We have been, you know, sent a lot. Shout out to Bunny. She is amazing and she loves us and we love her. So she sends us stuff. I have so many Archer and Olive notebooks. Like, I truly need to get into bullet journaling so I can truly do something with these notebooks because it's wild. It's wild at this point.
It's just the time. I feel like if my child was older and I can, like, you know, a little bit more self-sufficient, I would be a Bujo girl. I think I would. I love sitting down and doing it, but when you running around a child, I was going to say toddler, but I feel like they're older than that now. But, and they go to bed at 9. And then you are so exhausted that you go to bed at 9:15. It's no time for me Where's to sit the down to. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Hey. Okay. So Julie is joining us and coming in hot. She said, "All Black Friday sales need to be 40% off. Anything less might stay in the cart." Period. Julie, that's all we've been saying. Period. She don't miss a beat. This is why we're friends. Jennifer has said that she has been loading the planner cake cart. Now she has a lot of last chance that we'll get the sale discount on top of that already discounted. That's the thing with planner cake. Whatever her sale is, you can stack it. Also, like, Julie has a 20% off code. Go ahead and drop that in the chat, Julie. And you can stack it with the sale. So it is just like a win is a win all the time with planner cake. It's like, how can you not shop it? It's so much cute stuff. And it can literally, I mean, it's already not super expensive, but when those sales hit and then you can stack that coupon, woo!
I love that. I also love the feature that they have that you can kind of like load up like your wish list over there. So you can save, because I've been loading it up. I'm thinking I might stock up on those weekly overviews in the Daily Duo.
Yes.
That might be the time to do that.
That is 1,000% the time to do that, because she has so many cute ones. It's crazy. It is crazy. Danny said, "Myra in bed at 9:15. Like, now, Danny, you know, we all know when Myra is ghost from the group chat from about 9 o'clock to 4 a.m. the next day. Her and Julie be ghost at a certain point in the night, and then they pop up bright
that
early
time frame
in the morning.
Is so perfect.
And then y'all know when I'm ghost, I get ghost around like 12 a.m. and I don't pop back up until like 8 a.m. And then Lauren and Danny just be in the group chat all the time. They apparently just don't sleep. They just don't sleep at all. So
That is hilarious. Like, I'm definitely that person who, if I send you a text at like 9:14, I'm highly possibly asleep by 9:15.
She's immediately asleep.
Yeah.
She's immediately asleep. That is so funny. Yes, Julie and Myra, they are in the same time zone and they are also on the same sleep schedule.
I just don't understand why. Okay. Hot take.
Okay.
I don't get why people are not morning people. I just don't understand why not. Because it's like, I don't know. I just feel like this sense of rush at 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Okay.
And I can get things done. Everybody else is typically sleeping. So, I mean, I guess I don't understand it like for like the moms. Okay. Why are y'all not morning people?
I don't understand why. I don't understand why y'all are morning people. For me, I have just always been a night owl. So, like, even though I definitely go to sleep way earlier than what I used to, like, before I had, like, a full-time job and a child, I still stay up pretty late, probably, compared to y'all. I always try to go to sleep at least before 12, but usually I don't go to sleep until, like, 11, 1130, typically. I try to go to sleep earlier, but usually it's not realistic until, like, 11, 1130. So, in the morning, I'm trying to get every bit of sleep I can get. I literally stay in bed until I just absolutely have to get up. Like, one morning I was texting y'all and I was like, I literally need to leave the house in 30 minutes and I'm in bed. That's my life. I don't know. Once again, it's good chaos. Good chaos. Oh, I like the drama. I like the, like, ideally I would love to be able to wake up 2.5 hours before I had to leave the house. But that is just not, that's not me. That's just not me. And I don't think it will ever be me. Like, I've never been that person. I've just never, ever, ever been that person. I can't. I
so
can't
do you it. Feel a sense of energy, like, towards, like, the 9, 10, 11 o'clock hour? Like, you be getting stuff done?
That's when I relax the most. Yeah, that's when I relax, because we try to get Mason in bed, you know, as early as possible. And that's when I can, you know, take my long bath, catch up on shows, like, play in my planners, do all the things like that. Like, that's really when I relax, is at nighttime. That's when the house is quiet. You know, Dallas might be upstairs either hanging out with Mason, or she's asleep, he'll be playing a game or something. So that is definitely my relaxation time. Hmm. Yeah.
I do wish I had more hours at the end of the day to relax.
Yeah. You wake up too early. You gotta go to sleep. You gotta go to sleep when you was all messed up. But yeah, I've just always loved the nighttime. Like, me and my brother, we have always been, like, huge night owls. Like, I'll just randomly take, like, I think it was one day, it was his birthday, actually. And I was up, I woke up at maybe, like, 6:30 or something like that. And I just wanted to make sure I text him, like, first thing in the morning, happy birthday. So I text him. He texts me back. And I was like, what are you doing up? I was like, did you wake up early? He had been up all night working, because he's an entrepreneur. So he will stay up all throughout the night. So yeah, so I can't do that anymore. But like, when we were kids, like, in the summertime, we would stay up literally all night until the sun came up, and then we'd sleep during the day. So
that's so wild to me. I'm with Julie. Like, mix it, she tried to get in bed before 12.
y'all been sleeping 3 hours by 12 o'clock.
Meg's like, woo, I got to bed early, and she got to bed at like 11.
Yep, exactly. That's early for me. But you know what? I understand you guys. The people I don't understand are people like Danny and Laura, who survive off of like 4 or 5 hours of sleep every night. I truly don't understand that. I truly don't. I need at least 7 hours of sleep. I need it. So Danny, if anybody is team no sleep, let us know in the chat how y'all do that, because that truly blows my mind.
Yeah, that is wild to me. Yeah, I've never been team no sleep.
Mm-mm. The sleep will be gotten. One way or the other. And I love you. So we got a lot of team night owls, but we got a lot of team early birds as well. Yeah. In the Patreon. So yeah, it's just a team no sleep that I'm like, what's going on
now? Naps,
y'all, me and Myra are so different.
We're so different.
I love a good nap. I knew me and Myra was different when one day in our group chat somebody asked, I think it was Laura who asked, like, how long constitutes a nap to y'all? And Myra said like 30 minutes, and I was like, like 2 hours. Like, what is a 30 minute nap? This sounds like blasphemy to me.
Oh my god. So yeah, don't wake Meg up after 30 minutes into her nap. Period. It's gonna be a problem.
It's the fact that whenever me and Myra like record like in the morning time, like on the weekend, Myra has probably been up for like 4 or 5 hours, and I probably like literally just got out of bed.
I have to.
Yep.
I had to take advantage of the quiet time in this house.
And yes, usually, you do.
Usually is during the day, because that's Doug why is I'm the night owl. So yeah, he's up on the game. Don't nobody want to hear all that yelling and stuff.
See, that's why I'm kind of surprised that you aren't more of a nap person since you wake up so early. But I guess it would just throw you off too much.
It would throw me off.
If you napped, then you wouldn't be able to get to sleep early. So it totally makes sense.
Christy said 1 to 2 hours for a nap. Yeah. Y'all napping for two Grey's Anatomy episodes. That's ridiculous.
That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a damn good time, Christy. I'm with you. Danny said, listen, y'all know when sleep comes for me, I am the easiest victim. Danny has literally fallen asleep in the middle of a conversation, and we witnessed it. Sitting up. So that is not hyperbole, okay? He is dead ass serious. Like, he will fall asleep in the middle of a conversation. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. I am deceased. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Danny says, alarm hits, you shower, you look at yourself in the mirror, and you say, you can effing do this, and then you slay. Period, Danny. Exactly.
That's how he works off of no sleep.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Danielle said, I can't be team no sleep. I want to fight the world. Y'all, I am so grumpy
no sleep,
when I don't have
no
enough
food.
Sleep. I can't. No sleep, no food. Mm-mm. Heather says she can't fall asleep for a nap if it's just 30 minutes. She gets too stressed and it takes 15. That's how I am too. I can't do a very short nap because especially
Are
if I have something
people that
to
be
do.
Counting the hours of how much time you got to sleep.
1,000%. Yeah.
That's where the anxiety come from.
It is.
Y'all sitting there like, 1, 2. Yep. That yep. Y'all got to stop that.
I can't help it. Listen, when do y'all have time for these long naps?
That's what I'm
know.
Saying.
I don't know. I make time.
Two Grey's Anatomy episodes. Look, how?
I will plan a Saturday around when I can take a nap. Okay, like, okay, I had to wake up at 9 a.m. this day. I got to do X, Y, Z. So about 2 o'clock, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to get up about 5, and then I'm going to finish my day. You have to plan for the nap, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
I love our random tangent.
We need a nap hour at Go Wild, apparently, because half of the people, they need naps.
Y'all.
Team Wild, so plan it in there.
And guess what the F I did? On Saturday, go wild. I exited stage left of the ballroom, and I went and took myself a nap. I had gone days at that point without taking a nap. Okay, I needed it. I truly needed it.
So. Oh my God!
Yeah, we're so different. I can't. It's so funny. Oh my God! See, Jamelia says she's taking a nap as soon as we're done recording. Girl, me too.
Oh my!
What y'all mean y'all had time?
That was our plan. We get up, we record, we nap.
There we go. There we go.
Y'all the best.
We the best.
Y'all the best.
Oh my gosh! So a lot of people, we had our giveaway with Arch and Olive this past week, where we gave away their advent box, and a lot of people commented what their holiday traditions were. So I just wanted to kind of ask you guys, like, if y'all have any really cool holiday traditions that you either have from childhood or that you're starting now. I just wanted to see, let's talk about some holiday traditions. Myra, do y'all have any holiday traditions either from your childhood or in like new traditions that y'all have started with Ashton?
I guess a new tradition for us, we go to the Festival of Lights, and usually it's right after Thanksgiving, either that Friday or Saturday afterwards, yeah. Depending on what we're doing. And we go through Festival of Lights, and that's just like, it's at our zoo, mm-hmm. Just walk around, lights everywhere, it's cute, whatever. Growing up, a family tradition for me, like, we would all go to my grandma's house on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like, my uncle's family, my mom. Yeah, it was just those two. So my uncle and my mom, like, all of our families get together, bring all our gifts and stuff, and we'll spend the night there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody opens up everything and have breakfast. That was cute. I used to love doing that. But as we got older and started having kids, we outgrew doing that at the house.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah. So we do our own thing at home and then come over afterwards. But
nice. But nice. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Okay, pause. Danny said, Meg came back so refreshed and we sat through vegan Sister Stone dead.
It's the accuracy for me.
First of all, vegan Sister Stone. And yes, y'all were dead inside.
We literally died.
If anybody missed this, the Saturday Go Out, they had Alicia Silverstone, and she was a very interesting, very, very interesting speaker, whatever you want to call her. And by the time we got down to her, I was so exhausted. I wasn't feeling good. I had to exit. So I went and got me a salad, and I went and took a nap, and they died, apparently.
We should have left, apparently, too.
That's so funny.
Meg understood the assignment. We did not. Because we were all just like, what is happening? But I think that was a whole...
I needed y'all to be there so that I could hear about it. Because if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't know what a disaster she kind of was. Yeah. And how she didn't want to talk about Clueless, even though she talks about it all the time on her TikTok. But, you know, I digress.
Weird flex, girl.
Weird flex.
I feel like she just was flexing on us because, you know, like we were beneath her or whatever. But
Right, but exactly.
To this day, y'all, to this day, still doing Clueless stuff.
Still, yeah, literally. With other people from Clueless, actually. So,
to this day.
Yeah. Anyway, back to holiday traditions. So growing up, we would, one of our traditions was always putting up the Christmas tree the weekend after Thanksgiving, which y'all all know I did that for a while, and I recently nixed that and started doing it into November. Just because it's so fun, puts me into the Christian spirit. Mason absolutely loves it, and it's just fun. Mm-hmm. So now our 1,000% our new holiday tradition is putting up the Christmas tree as quickly after Halloween as feasibly possible, and I have absolutely been loving it. Like, it's been so nice to be able to see the tree on already and just really get us into the spirit. So I love that. Growing up, we would always, you know, obviously wake up, open gifts at home, and then later on in the day, go over to my mom's family's house to have Christmas dinner and everything with them and open gifts with them and stuff. And that was really fun. I think now that we don't live there, we're probably not ever going to be traveling for Christmas. So we're more so going to be staying here in the Nashville area doing Christmas at home. And I think this year we might even be having some of Dallas's family come over to our house for Christmas or whatever. Now, I'm not doing all the cooking. I'm just throwing that out there. Me and my mother-in-law were just talking about this yesterday. And she was like, so what you going to cook? I said, girl, what we going to cook? Because just because it's at my house does not mean I have to cook everything. That's not what that means.
Oh my God. So do y'all do a Christmas dinner? We had food, but we didn't do like a big Christmas dinner. Do y'all do that?
Yeah, we kind of, we've always pretty much done like a Christmas dinner. Like in the past, when it was us going over to my mom's family house, it was literally pretty much the same food as like Thanksgiving dinner. It was like Thanksgiving 2.0. Yeah. But kind of in the later years, we kind of started branching off and doing other things because it's like we just had all that Thanksgiving food a month ago, so we want to change it up. So now we're definitely not doing Thanksgiving food. We're going to do something else. But yeah, it's like a nice dinner. And Christmas Eve is always so fun. We've always opened up at least one gift on Christmas Eve just to, I don't know, just do this. I guess that counts as a Christmas tradition too. So yeah, we did a lights thing last year. Definitely want to do that again, where it's like a little drive through lights thing. Just anything that we can do to help us be even more in the Christmas spirit, we're absolutely going to do it because it's just so fun. I love it.
Yeah. I'm like, now I'm thinking, I don't know if we ever really did dinner. I know there was food there, and usually it's a ham, which I do not like ham. Ham is weird to me.
I'm so over ham. It does look weird. Like, I like a ham sandwich, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't need just pieces of ham.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And maybe that's why I was just like, never really care for the dinner because I only would eat sides anyway. But but we're big on breakfast, so like breakfast was a like, it was all out kind of thing, but
yeah. And you know what? The past couple years, we have started doing like a, not a big breakfast, but just like making like some special dishes every year and making them on Christmas morning to have for breakfast and stuff. So Dallas likes doing that. So he gets to cook more of that stuff. And then I get to cook more of the dinner stuff because, girl, I'm not supposed to be cooking twice today. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It starts to become a chore, like, the older you get, and now you are participating in, like, the organizing and cooking and stuff, and it becomes, like, a huge chore.
Yes.
It's like, this was not like this when we were kids, and all we had to do was open the stuff.
Just show up. Yeah, literally just show up and exist. Exactly. Now that you're the adults in the situation, and you have to do, like, literally last year, I think Dallas stayed up all night setting up Mason's dollhouse. And some other toys, and then I don't even know if he went to sleep, but he like got right into cooking breakfast. And I was like, I woke up, I was like, have you been up all night? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, yikes.
Yeah, we had that with a little tool shed thing. Like, why are the toys so hard to put?
Can it just come pre-assembled? Can we just get it pre-assembled?
Please.
Danny don't want to shade. He said, y'all not gonna shade.
I think about like the Flintstones every time I see a ham.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is the bone there? It's just weird. It's so weird to me. I
don't like it. That's so funny. Okay, Colette had a Alicia Silverstone or a vegan Silverstone question. Did she even talk about planning?
No.
Okay.
No. She could have, but it wasn't as shocking as the rest of the stuff she was saying.
Alicia Silverstone is a very interesting person, and I don't even fault Wild for this at all, because I truly feel like you don't know what you're going to get with her. And I feel like what you get with her literally could change day to day. So, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, and if Wild was going off of, like, her social medias and stuff, like, she does a lot of Clueless stuff, and clearly... We love Clueless. Yes. Well, you know, I haven't seen it, but y'all love Clueless.
The girls love Clueless.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, it was a good choice. I do not fault Teen Wild for that at all. Mm-hmm. It was just like, did not know what we were going to get with that one.
No. Let's see.
Danny about to lose his mod privileges talking about ham over turkey.
All right, Danny. Do you need to take a break? We need to put him in timeout. Laura said that they are establishing traditions, but she wants to do Christmas vacationing instead of gifts. I think that would be a great idea.
My mom's friend, their family does a huge cruise, Christmas cruise. So they don't do gifts or anything. Like, they just go out on the cruise. And I'm like, that sounds very stress-free.
It really does. You just show up and vacation. Yeah. Like, what's not to love? Raina says she can't remember any childhood traditions, but she's looking forward to making some with her own family. I love that. It's never too late.
That's a good thing about it. You can create your own.
Yes. Laura also said they did start a tradition of Chinese food on Christmas. If you know, you know. Is that from A Christmas Story? Didn't they end up at a Chinese restaurant on A Christmas Story?
Yeah. I've been seeing that a lot. A lot of folks are like going to the like Chinese restaurants and stuff because they be open. It's a change of space. Like we don't want huge Thanksgiving dinner one month later.
Kirsten said her dad is prepping for our new post-COVID Thanksgiving Christmas tradition of grilling all the meats. Ooh, I love grilling. Ooh. Yes. Julie said they do Chinese food as well. Danny said our tradition is anti-Christmas dinner. We did tamales one time, fancy sandwiches, a soup buffet. Oh, that's cute. I like how y'all change it up.
Yeah.
Make sure you get your ham, Danny, since you like it so much.
I will consider ham a Christmas dinner, so you can't have ham.
Mm-mm. I love it. Let's see. Colette said Christmas hubs and I travel usually someplace warm. Yes. I love that for you.
I love that. Yeah. That's so cool.
It is very cool. Rizzo said next week is Illuma Brew, which is a big event for my partner and I. It's the Arboretum's light display, but with local beer cider. We get, what is, I don't know what this
Bon is. Banh mi, right? Before we go to?
I don't know what that. Give us more. We don't know.
Yeah. Is it a drink?
Right.
It sounds fruity.
Yes.
And tropical, so I'm curious.
Right. Chrissy said her family tradition is a family Christmas Eve party, immediate family s'mores, board games, karaoke, white elephant. Oh, that sounds so fun.
I might steal that, Chrissy.
Yes, one of the very few reasons that I have ever been jealous of the Kardashians is they always do like this huge like Christmas Eve party, and it looks so freaking fun. I would love to have something like that to go to every year. That's amazing. For sure.
Yeah. And it's this year with Christmas Eve being on a Saturday, like y'all get to party out mm-hmm. and y'all can go back home and chill and do whatever you want on Christmas Day. And most people have Monday off too. Mm-hmm. So that's perfect.
It is perfect.
Yeah.
It is perfect. Marlene said, growing up and now Christmas Eve is the day. When I was young, we would stay up until midnight and then open gifts. Then we play bingo for money, open stockings and gifts at midnight. That's amazing. Ooh. And if me and my brother would have tried to open gifts at midnight, my mom probably would have chopped our heads off. Like, she was not going to.
We got
in
trouble. Yeah.
Like, one gift, you have to go to sleep and then you have to wake up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you wake up at 6 a.m., whatever, but you have to go to sleep before we get into everything. So
the one day y'all was early birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. That's the one day we would go to sleep early. Exactly. Danny said his perfect plate is ham, double stuffing. I'm assuming he meant mashed potatoes and a cup of gravy, mac and cheese. Green bean casserole and like three rolls.
Okay. I see this on TikTok. They were like, y'all need to just try to make green bean casserole. And it, you know, it was one
I
of
don't
those.
Mind green bean casserole.
Never had it before.
Ham and double stuffing, because ham and the stuffing needs to be dressing, but we ain't got to get into that whole debate of stuffing versus dressing.
I don't eat neither one of them, so. Myra. It's wet bread. Yeah, well, we had Myra, this discussion last year.
We had this discussion last year, and also, did you see what I put on my stories the other day? I should have just tagged you in it. Dressing not nasty, your family just can't cook.
Everybody loves it but me, so it must be good.
Okay, so it's not your family.
It's just me, yeah. It's a Vietnamese sandwich.
Okay, good to know.
Send a picture in the group. I want to see what this looks like.
Yes.
Everybody's saying it's fire.
Okay, I know. I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
We do matching pajamas and one gift on Christmas Eve. Yes, I'm glad. We started doing matching pajamas, too, I think last year, and I do really like that. I do really like that.
I've already got two sets.
Period.
Because I am extra. And I think we're going to take two sets of different pictures.
That's how it's supposed to be. Yep. Okay, Colette, I'm with you. Colette said her last day at work is December 22nd. And she works again on January 3rd. That is exactly how mine end up working out, too. My office isn't, like, technically closed all that time, but I only had to use, like, 4 vacation days because of when we are closed in order to be off for literally that a whole amount of time. And, girl, I'm excited.
That's perfect.
I'm so excited. The way, because I love it when Christmas lands on a particular day and then you just have a few days in between and you get some floating holidays and throwing all that type of stuff. It just worked out.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll be at work.
Girl, you're going to be at home, though, right?
Some of those days.
Yeah. Maybe it'll snow, and you can be like, look.
You know what?
I'm not coming in.
I'm going to be at home. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
What are you going to do?
That's what I told Dallas, because he's not off. I was like, just stay home.
All right. Y'all lucky I showed up.
Now, if Myra and Dallas are looking for new jobs in the new year.
We clearly are.
Come back
yes.
to this conversation.
Yes. Because it's ridiculous. And I hate jobs that be like, oh, it's by your tenure. So I never will get a chance to have that time off.
It's so unfair. Mm-mm. It's so unfair. Yeah, exactly. Yes, Old Navy, Black Friday deals for pajamas, matching family PJs. Yes, and Target actually had some that were like, were they from like a black designer or?
They were. Okay. Yeah, they had two designs that were like black joy all year something around, and then the other one had like multicultural Santa Claus on it, so it was really cute. We got the Santa Claus one. Sandy Claus.
Yep, Sandy Claus. There we go. And I mean, I would love to know, like, is there anything that you guys are especially thankful and grateful for? I just realized that this is our last episode until December. So if y'all have anything that y'all are especially thankful or grateful for, put it in the chat. I am definitely grateful and thankful for my amazing friend Myra, my podcast co-host. It has been a absolutely insane 2 years of doing this podcast, but there's nobody I'd rather do this podcast with. And I'm so grateful for our Patreon community, because you guys just are so supportive and so great to us. And we just, and y'all don't be getting on our nerves. That's the best part. So I love you guys. Y'all are the best.
Oh my God, I was not prepared for that. It I know, was I not just, on the show though.
I just thought about it.
I'm like, because we just got done. I got myself together after Wakanda Forever. And now I'm like,
but yeah. Sappy again.
Yeah, I know. But I second that. Definitely very grateful for this community.
Yes.
Grateful for you, Meg, and all of our Material Girls peeps.
Yeah.
It's just been a enjoyable ride, to be honest. Like, so many great things have come from this podcast.
Yes.
Really finding our people, and it's just been amazing. It really, really has. So definitely grateful for all of that.
I agree. I totally agree. Julie said, grateful for the Patreon group. Truly the best. I mean, y'all, Julie just don't tell no lies. If she's saying it, it's because it's true. Same thing with Danny. Except when it comes to, he said, best Patreon in the planner community. I totally agree. Christy says, I am thankful for you both. I love y'all. You all made this year go by fast. I had something enjoyable to look forward to every month. Love y'all. Love you too, girl. Aww. Thank you so much.
That's really so nice.
It's so nice.
Y'all are so nice. Y'all could have said other stuff too. We wouldn't have been mad.
Y'all don't have to say us. I promise y'all don't.
Y'all are so sweet.
I promise y'all don't. I love y'all so much. Raina and Marlene said this is their only Patreons. Oh my gosh.
Shout out to y'all.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know what? We really, somehow, we really have been able to cultivate a community of, like, truly the best people in this community. Like, I'm saying that with, like, 100% confidence. Like, I feel like y'all are truly, like, we all are, like, you know, we have difference of opinions and things like that sometimes, but at the end of the day, I just feel like we all are good people with good intentions, and that's why this group is, like, drama-free, non-toxic, except for me just using the word cultivate. Thanks a lot, Danny. And it's just a good time, and I just love that, you know, even when we're not, like, in the group interacting a ton, you guys are always in there talking, having conversations, letting people know about sales and all these different things, and it's just always just a good time with you guys. And every time we have a live or, you know, whatever, it's just always fun.
Yeah, these are some of my favorite episodes to record, because like we just had a whole, like, sideways comment or topic about naps and stuff, like, it's always a good time, and I second all of that. We just have the best people in the community.
Yep, we do. Seriously,
we do. Yeah.
Colette said, besides my family health and stable employment, I'm so grateful for this group. Truly enjoy engaging with Meg and Myra and the Patreon peeps. Colette, we are so happy to have you and everybody a part of this group, and how much you guys support us. Like, it truly means the world to us, and y'all make a difference in our lives. I really hope y'all know that. Like, this is, you know, this is more than what we ever expected from starting this podcast, starting this Patreon. Y'all truly make a difference in our lives, and literally everything we do for the podcast, y'all are, like, top of mind. Like, what does the Patreon crew want? What does the Patreon crew want to see? Like, and even people who aren't part of Patreon, our listeners, like, we always have our listeners top of mind, and trying to be, as you know, we don't know everything, but trying to always be as thoughtful and considerate to as many people as possible, you know, sharing how we feel, sharing our opinions, definitely never wanted to like offend anybody or hurt anybody or anything. And I just appreciate that you guys, y'all see us. Y'all know that we aren't perfect. Y'all know that we make mistakes. It's like everybody makes mistakes, but you know, y'all hold us accountable without holding us to like a higher standard than other people. And I feel like some people in the past have just held, I think they have a bad habit of holding like public figures to like a higher standard. And that's not truly fair all the time, you know, because at the end of the day, everybody's just human and nobody's perfect. So, but we love y'all.
Yeah. 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 I think we got to find another word than, the C word. I think we just and you know, we've had our hiccups throughout the years of doing this, but mm-hmm. I think you know, we stated from the beginning of, you know, what this platform is, what this Patreon is, mm-hmm. and I think it just found the right people. It just really does. Yep. Like even the new people coming in, like as far as I know, I feel like everybody just like falls in place. There's never like people feeling like they don't fit in when right. they come in here and all that stuff. But I just feel like everybody who chats in the Facebook group, who comes to the lives, like it just blends right in and it's yep. perfect.
I agree. Jamelia said, I just found y'all and my depression leveled up. Thank you so much for being real and planners. Oh my gosh.
Oh, is this your first live?
I think it is. I thought she was new.
Girl. Shout out to you.
Thank you.
We have fun, as you can see.
Happy to have you.
We're having a good time.
Yes. So happy to have you. Laura said, no, really, the community y'all have created here is one of the best, and I cannot wait to see everyone that will be attending go out. Laura, y'all, hey.
We can't wait.
There's definitely, I mean, obviously, we love everybody. We love the newbies, but there are a handful of people who have truly been with us since day one, like the OG patrons, and Laura is one of the OGs, like mm-hmm. literally been rocking with us for 2.5 years, like literally I think that's one of my favorite things about our Patreon community. Like there are so many of y'all who we are like, y'all are genuinely our friends. You know what I'm saying? Like people, like even if, you know, if the Patreon ended tomorrow, there are so many people who I would still have in my life, once in my life. And I think that's truly one of the best things to come out of the Patreon. It is truly like brought us so much closer to so many people and really helped us like cultivate friendships and relationships outside of this. And I am, it's just nice to have this because I feel like as big as the planner community is, like it's very easy to feel alone. And I hope that being a part of our Patreon community, our listener community, whatever, I hope it makes everybody who hears this feel a little bit less alone. Know that you're not. Know that that's the whole point of being in this community, is to find people and to connect with people and to just have these relationships. Like without this, like all the planning, all that would just mean nothing without the friendships and relationships. So
1000% agree.
Yeah. Raina, she is grateful for her new job and her nice ass raise, period. And she said, yes. It started the Monday after Thanksgiving. No more on call every night and every weekend. Oh, yes, Raina. Congratulations. Level up.
The on call being away takes the cake, I'm sure.
Takes
the cake. So takes congrats.
The cake. Julie, we love you guys. Julie, oh my gosh, we love you. Now, hold up. I'm gonna have a fangirl moment for just a second for Julie because when Julie joined our Patreon, I was like, oh, okay, we made it.
Like, no,
we made it.
Like, this was before Wild and stuff, and once we got to
before we were super close to Julie, like when, you know, we would just be randomly in each other's DMs every now and then connecting and stuff. And when Julie joined our Patreon, I was like, okay, we truly doing something right. We're truly doing something right. And that's literally is how I feel, honestly, when every single person finds us and joins us. I'm just like, yeah, we're doing something right. We're on the right path. Like, we're not perfect, mm-hmm. but we're on the right path. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do too. It's amazing.
Yep. Danny said, we're done. We can quit now. Period, Danny. And hold up. Let me just say, having Danny as a bestie, I don't even know what to say.
We're going to have a very soppy end to this episode.
I'm about to cry.
Apparently.
Like, if y'all don't know, we are obsessed with Danny.
Which so many came people are from the Patreon, to be
it
honest.
It came from the Patreon, because Danny discovered our Patreon very early, too. Mm-hmm. And we just started, like, connecting and talking. And then it go, wow, it was just an absolute wrap. Like, if y'all don't follow Danny, like, he is literally just one of the... Danny is truly one of the best people I've ever met.
Cool.
About to cry, just love them. Oh my gosh, we did not plan on doing all this. I promise we did not. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes, Julie said it perfectly. Danny is all that is good in the world.
That's true.
Yep.
I second that.
Yep. I'm turning off my camera.
I love that it's me. But it's facts. It's definitely facts.
It's so facts.
Yeah. And a lot of these, like, relationships that we have, it just would not be possible without this podcast. So, like,
yes.
At the end of the day, just very, very grateful for this podcast and bringing folks together. Whether you're, you know, you listen faithfully every week, or you're in the Patreon, whatever. Like, this podcast is just. It's the best planner podcast in this community, period. And that's on period.
Period. And like Julie said, it's family. It's truly a family. And I hope that each and every one of you guys who part of our Patreon and listening, I hope y'all know that y'all have, like, truly changed our lives and given us so much, like, more than we could ever give y'all back. And we're just so beyond grateful.
I know. Yeah. I can't wait to our annual retreat that we do at Go Wild. It's basically a retreat.
I need some hugs. I need lots of hugs. Yes. Laura said, I'm rocking with y'all until the wheels fall off, online, offline, period. Period.
Yeah. Yep. We ride at dawn.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. We gotta stop. This is so much. Jamelia said, Meg looks like me and Wakanda forever. Y'all, I've been an emotional wreck the past 24 hours. I truly think it's because of Wakanda.
It truly is. We probably should have picked another day to record this, because I'm literally like, so emotional.
Oh my gosh. Danny says, stop it. I love y'all so much. It's the open arms, love, and acceptance, and endless hype for me. Period.
Period. Endless hype. Yeah, endless, I mean, hype. Even that, like, I feel like just in, like, the Facebook group, I feel like we'd be hyping each other up in there all the time.
That's how it needs to happen. Yep, exactly. Oh, we're so ridiculous. All right, so let's talk about our Black Friday Patreon sale, because we are having a Patreon sale. Yes.
Which I'm super excited about. I hope it becomes more of a tradition for us moving forward, and maybe this is going to be our only sale of the year. As we talked about the other shots, everyone's still here. This probably would be the only one, because it takes a lot of, you know, behind the scenes stuff. But yes. I'm super, super excited about it. So y'all hear all that soppy stuff and y'all like, we need to get on this. Now is y'all time.
If y'all need people to cry with, we're
clearly.
Clearly. Yeah.
We will do it with you. But yes, y'all, I mean, we talked about it last episode, but we will be having the Black Friday sale. Will last between Wednesday before Thanksgiving, whatever date that is, and the Monday after, whatever date that is.
Yes.
And our $15.
That's the 23rd to the 28th.
Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, our $15 tier will be $10 for that whole 4 or 5 days. And you'll be able to join in live, so you'll be able to cry with us when we do grateful things.
Whenever I feel like Hufflepuffing, y'all will be, because Myra is such a slither, and she like, yeah, I'm with y'all, but y'all not gonna get no tears from me. We know you feel it though, Myra.
I'm teared out from Wakanda. We know you feel it. But I definitely feel it. But yeah, you'll get to join us here, the Facebook group.
Yes.
Shots that we do every other month. You know, I think that's just a perfect, like, base tier.
Yes.
Like, you kind of get, like, you know, the full experience there, bonus episodes, all that stuff. So all that will be on sale. If you are on that tier and you do have like you're at $15 right now, you want to change it up, you can jump over to that. We don't have a problem with that.
You the same perks, you just pay same perks. Yeah. If you want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can even do it even cheaper if you want to do it annual. We still have the option of having that 10% off if you do it annually. So if you want to just rack up for the whole year, because you know you in it to win it.
Yep.
You're here for a year. You can do that. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. Excited to see the new faces. Just a caveat, we'll have it in the Facebook group when you join. Our people going to be off. Our mods, we going to be off. Yeah. So it may take until like that Monday, Tuesday when we start.
Might just let everybody in at once. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you'll still have access to everything on Patreon. So if you want to like listen to bonus episodes and all that stuff, you can. But it just may be a bit of delay with the Facebook group. But I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too. Julie asked, what was I drinking? Julie, I'm drinking a iced chestnut praline latte with vanilla cold foam. It is delish. Very delish.
Okay, I'm going afterwards.
Period.
I've never had that one. Y'all keep saying it's so good.
It is good. I love it. It's truly, I mean, for some reason. Sweet? Yeah, it's sweet. You don't need to add anything. I just added the cold foam just because I love cold foam, but even without it, it's still it's perfect. If you get it hot, just add whipped cream. I think that adds something to it, but you don't need any extra pumps or nothing. For some reason, my polo drink still costs $7 for a grande, which, you know, Starbucks is going to always get over. They're going to find a way.
They really be getting over.
But it's weird because it costs more than my Irish cream cold brew that I add more to it. Like I add a splash of heavy cream and I add like two extra pumps of syrup to my Irish cream cold brew. And that is $5 for the same size. So for some reason, it costs $2 more when I'm only adding one thing. But I digress. Yeah, I really like it.
I think they went up on that cold foam.
I think so. I think that's what it is. Because with the Irish cream cold brew, I'm not having to add the cold foam. Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. But y'all know, I'm an iced drink girl. I did like it hot, but I just always prefer iced drinks. And it does taste really good iced as well. So highly recommend. Yeah.
Starbucks orders.
Y'all, Starbucks, where you at? When you going to sponsor? When you going to pay some bills?
I mean, I'm going to continue to support them until they notice me.
Period. That's all you can do. But yeah, guys, this has been such a fun episode. So many good things are happening. We hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving or however you celebrate. If you celebrate, even if this is just a day off of work for you, at least eat some good food. And, you know, if you're on the Patreon, if you're joining the Patreon right now, like Myra said, it's a great time. You can listen to lots of bonus content, watch our past Facebook Lives. If you're in the Facebook group, a lot of cool things that you can check out.
The Facebook Lives.
Yes.
You do get access to that.
Legendary.
If you hop in on the sale, it is the best.
It's absolute the best. But yeah, guys, we love y'all so much. We hope you have a happy holiday, and we will be back for the newest episode on December the 1st.
Yay! I'm excited. Full Christmas swing.
Period.
Sorry, Thanksgiving. But see y'all in December.
Bye, guys.